Verse 17, but whoso hath this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Again, you got goods in this world, and you see a brother in need, and you shut up your... Well, let him take care of himself. And we all call to work. We got to work. We got to be diligent, working with our hands, working. You know, they that labor in the gospel are worthy of their hire. But not as a cloak. You know, the thing is, a lot of these ministers out there. You know, I'm very happy that my pastor is a working man. You know, he has a living besides being a pastor. Though he's very busy as a pastor. Honestly, he could probably not work. But he's able to work and pastor. You know. But to truly work in the gospel is to give like it's a full-time job. And even more than that. You got to labor hours after hours in it. So the God has really put a spirit on me. My job has been going badly for me. So I've really started to teach a lot. You know, because I feel like if I can't labor otherwise, I labor in this. It's a good thing. So he's given many gifts in it. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. Oh, I love you. I do. Oh, I love you. Oh, God, I can't stand her. But indeed and in truth. Same thing. I want God to love me, not in word or in tongue. I want him to love me indeed in truth. You know? To give me his promises. Sometimes I like to turn this stuff back on God. God, yeah, you love me? Love me indeed and in truth. Deliver me from all the ungodliness that is in me. Deliver me from unrighteousness. As he has. And I trust he continues to do. And, you know, but also, you know, right? We love each other, not just saying it. That's why it's like, it requires more than just like, okay, I know how to love. Sure, just love, you know? I mean, what could be easier? No, it's more, you know, it's the Christian love is not just the love of the world, the way they love, or the way, you know, like, well, love, you know, we just all accept each other. We don't... You know, don't argue. You know, when in the, you know, we don't argue amongst each other as brethren. But if someone comes in with false doctrine, I'm going to argue with them. Not to the subverting of other people, but there's something's going to go down. They're going to have to go. And I'm not going to argue with them forever if they be, you know, it's like eventually it's going to be like, hey, you know, hit the road, Jack. Or conform to the image of Christ. And the image of us as disciples. Verse 19. Hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God. Hereby. By what? By loving indeed and in truth. Not just by loving in a lie. Oh, I tell them the truth, but I love them too much. You know, I don't want them to get upset. That's not love. Don't you get it? If you love in a lie, it's not love.
I don't want to tell them they'll get hurt.
I mean, not everything. Look at everything that is secret is going to be made known. As much as possible, I don't want to live with secrets. So I put my testimony online. And even that, I realize, like, it's, you know, some things people don't want to know. They don't necessarily want to know every graphic detail of all your sins. But let it be suffice. I've been a very vile man in my time. You know, from extremes of drug use and alcohol abuse, sexual perversion, whatever. But God has helped me to put those things behind me, that I would do them no more. For that I'm very thankful. And I trust that in every way in which I lack in the image of Christ, he's going to make it up. Till my love becomes perfect. Till it all becomes perfect.
and I stand as the image of Jesus Christ, reborn in his image. Not him reborn as me. It's almost the way it is. It's like, you know, they don't want to conform to the image of Christ. They want just Christ to be reborn as them. Well, there you go. Look, I never knew Jesus could be so fat and unloving. I never knew Jesus was going to be so rich. I never knew Jesus was going to be like that guy. But there's Jesus. Because as Christians, that's what we are. We're supposed to be examples. People know these things. But there they stand as bad examples. I don't want to be a bad example. I suppose I have been at times. But on the other hand, it's who knows me? Who knows me? Who's looking at my example? Nobody. Not yet. And thank be to God. Not yet, because it's like, you know, he has to first make me before he can start showing me off. My prayer and desire is that he would want to exhibit me. Not for my vanity's sake, but for his work's sake. This is the work of my hands. You know, a polished shaft. He hath made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he hath hid me. I was like that. I remember in the Hobbit, this is an odd reference, but like, you know, the hunter brings out his black arrow that he always retrieved, the one that always flew true. I want to be that true arrow in God's bow, shot out to smite the enemy. I want to be that. So hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Verse 20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. So again, this is supposed to say, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, period. No, comma.